right. So we are going into the wellness feature today. Sorry, Alec, you and I are just talking too much. I haven't got my logs ready for today's interview. Great to have you back here. And it's been an exciting year, right? It's been one of those years where you're going to talk to us about how it's been personally from a training point of view. You're going to talk about how the last 2 years have been on the morning drive on every Tuesday and just some highlights.
Yeah, it's been a real privilege to be able to speak to the listeners and to make friends and to present a case for improving your health span. It's you know, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio and to get the message out there that your physiology, your body is really key to improving your mental and spiritual well-being. And then also just having a healthy body just allows you to really enjoy life. It's been great. It's been a real privilege.
Alec, you've got scriptures that you brought in on a weekly basis to back up what you are saying and why you are saying it. You obviously have some personal scriptures that are your basis and your foundation for your walk with Christ, and also moving into your physiology also from a daily basis.
Yeah, there's a few that have been really key to me. So, you know, I'll just mention a couple of them, but in Ephesians 5 verse 10, we encourage to experience what is pleasing to God. So that's on a personal level, and that really speaks to me about putting your faith into action and the Bible being a call to action, and then you experiencing what is pleasing to the Lord. That's been key. And then in Romans 12 verse 1, where Paul says, I beg of you to dedicate your body as an act of spiritual sacrifice, you know, spiritual worship rather. And that to me is always, why does he place so much emphasis on your body and it being an act of spiritual worship? There must be something there. And that sort of has led me sort of further in my pursuit of trying to understand physiology and how that impacts your well-being and your health span, and trying to determine what the key elements are, and focusing there on nutrition and exercise. And then the one that really stands out to me is that in Ephesians 3:20, where he says that God is a super abundant God that wants to exceed all your thoughts, hopes, dreams, and desires. And just understanding that he put those desires in you in the first place. So what are you passionate about? What are you, you know, what is your purpose? And then how much better can you do and achieve that if you fuel your body for purpose and you train for purpose and you've got that in mind? And then, yeah, we can do what, you know, we become all we are created to be, and glorify the Lord in the process.
2 years, Alec, that you've been on the morning drive every Tuesday. You've been faithful. And just so the listeners know that we are wrapping up this feature on the morning drive, but we will get to what you are going to be doing next year. It's not the end of Alec. It's just a different Alec.
Yeah, it's been really great. And I've enjoyed the morning drive. The feedback in general that we've been getting has been very positive. And
I'm sure you got a story to tell, Alec. Yeah, at least one story of somebody making a change.
Yeah, I really enjoy training people. And I really enjoy inspiring them and seeing them develop and grow. A good friend of mine's granny encouraged him to listen.
How old was she?
She's in her 80s.
Wow, okay.
And she joined the gym as a result at the old age home. And she started training in her 80s.
Careful, Alec. You might have created a spinning instructor in the old age home over there. Well done.
It's awesome. And it's really encouraging for me to see people that are consistent in their effort over a period of time, what a tremendous impact it has on their lives. I've got another friend of mine who also is in mid-60s before he even picked up his first weight to do resistance training. It's had a tremendous impact on his life. It's inspired his wife to start. It's really, to me, those are just a couple of the stories that are inspiring, where people have actually realized that they get to direct the change in their lives, and that you can make a difference. And the whole idea of what you eat, your nutrition and your exercise actually being medicine, and understanding that what you put into your body and what you do with it has such a direct bearing on the outcome. So rather treat the cause than the symptom. So running to doctors for a pill and a procedure is a quick fix, and that's not the ultimately, I'm not knocking the medical profession. I mean, not at all. I'm just saying that, you need to take responsibility for your health.
And it's more of a preventative measure.
Yes.
Using food, nutritional food, as medicine.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the medical professional are going to manage it.
Yes.
The situation. So maybe just what you're trying to say is just be proactive rather than reactive.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you take your car in for maintenance. Why don't you maintain your own body? If Joshua could be as strong at 85 as he was at 40, then why can't I? And I would like to be useful and strong and capable at 85. If I've got the grace to live that long, it's awesome, and I've got a few young grandchildren now that I'm really enjoying spending time with, and it's nice to be fit and healthy and able.
Over the last few years, or 2 years, that is, every now and then there was a guest that would come in and share on how fitness and a good, healthy lifestyle has changed their life. What is a highlight for you out of all those guests?
Well, I think, from my side, it's difficult to put a finger on one in particular. I mean, we're talking about exceptional sports performance, medical, Jordan Raynor, the American author, and I think Jordan Raynor, to me, I must point out as a highlight, because his books have had such an impact on me personally. So being able to speak to him and have an interview with him, and being interviewed by him on his podcast, has been really great. And also, the being invited as a public speaker to speak, and that's as a result of winning the world champs. So the Lord uses everything in your life to create opportunities for you to glorify Him and to be all you can be. And I'm really looking forward to next year, and we're going to start getting a little bit more practical. So the feedback is is to start putting together some events and some challenges, really get time to put what we've been preaching over the last 2 years into practice.
Alec, if there's one line that you've been consistent on, it's get off your butt.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Next year, it's challenging to get off your butt.
Yeah, so we'll start fresh in the new year. So many people really wait till the new year to start, but actually, today's a good day. And, that's the point we've been making all along, is you can only work with today. So, it's important to do that, but we'll help those with New Year's resolutions. We'll give them a challenge or two.
Alec, I think first we need to give our listeners advice when it comes to December, festive season. What is your advice, your top tip for December?
Be as active as you possibly can. Just enjoy being out, enjoy nature, whether you're at the beach or in the bushveld, whether you're with loved ones, just get outdoors and just enjoy nature, enjoy God's creation, and be as physically active as you possibly can. And then don't overeat.
Yes, don't overindulge when it comes to food. Definitely get out there. We've got such a beautiful country and summertime in December. You don't have to be cooped up in snowy conditions because now it's cold outside. You can definitely go out and enjoy the beautiful country and the beautiful weather.
Daylight from really early, so don't sleep in.
No
Get up
in.
Early and enjoy it.
There you go. These are the three tips from Alec. Get up early, don't sleep in, which is one tip. Exercise as much as you can and don't overeat. In the meantime, Alec, how do people get hold of you until we make the announcement for next year 2023's challenges that will be set out, and how do people
get hold of you? All my contact info is on almightywarriors.me. It's not that difficult to get hold of us. The gym is Jokes Aside Fitness.
And Alec's got a few people from Impact Radio already gymming there every now and then, right?
Yeah, we've had had a great time with Peter, who trained with us for over a year, and thoroughly enjoyed that until the commute became a big problem. And he's continued in, it's been tremendous to see the impact that it's had on his life. It's really encouraging to see people that stick with their exercise and nutrition. You have to be diligent, you have to be patient and persistent and disciplined. And those are all spiritual principles that you learn. I'm really looking forward to studying more and understanding more about how your physiology impacts your psychology and your mental well-being and your spiritual well-being, and how we can grow and live a healthy long life.
Alec, thank you so much for your dedication to this feature on The Morning Drive for the last 2 years. Thank you for the input that you have given our listeners. As you said, people are making those changes. They've been consistent and they've continued to also get active and just get fitter. And also the other message that I really enjoy from you is it's not too late.
Never.
Not too late.
As long as you're breathing.
Exactly. Don't think that now you in your 70s, you can't start. No, it's not like that at all. Aim to be fit enough for your children, fit enough for your grandchildren. And also start where you're at. You don't have to start doing a 21 kilometer if you've never even done a 5 kilometer run.
Absolutely. And then when you do have setbacks and you do slip up, be kind to yourself and then just get right back at it. Just start again and go.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Alec. Also, community is so important when it comes to things like this. So if you are thinking now, I want to get fitter, I want to use this December holiday to make sure that I'm able to be fit for 2023, do my first 10 kilometer, do my first 40 kilometer cycle, whatever it may be, make sure also that you are in a community that are supporting you and supporting your goals. That is so important also, Alec, that people are not...
Having a buddy, an accountability that you can be accountable to, and that encourages you to train even when you're not in the mood. And just, again, keep it really simple. Don't set lofty goals that are so scary that you avoid actually getting off your butt and starting to train. So, keep those goals simple and straightforward, and then as you progress, you can just make the challenge just a little bit harder and a little bit harder. keep yourself away from getting bored. That's the biggest risk. So don't get into a routine. Switch things up and keep it interesting, keep it challenging, and push your limits. Find out what you're capable of and then try and exceed it.
Push your limits, find out what you are capable of, and try and exceed it. What a way to wrap up the wellness feature. Thank you so much, Alec. Appreciate it, and looking forward to finding out what those challenges are in 2023.